You ready?
Yeah, I guess. I think I have a buzzer.
Oh, my baby. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm God.
So, Julia is not going to be joining me this week for the episode. She just has a lot going on and has family visiting and stuff. So I was like, you know what? I think I can get us a special guest this week. So this is my boyfriend. For those of you who don't know, we did a video together for my YouTube channel. So if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you go watch it. It was pretty good. We played like the newlywed game to see how well he knows me. And he did very well. Yes. Oh, by the way, I put usually our Instagram handles underneath us. Do you want people to know your Instagram, or are you keeping that on the low?
I don't care one way or the other, honestly.
Okay. Well,
I don't really care one way or the other, honestly.
You don't mind if people follow you on Instagram?
Not really.
So if you guys want to go follow his Instagram, he just got Instagram recently again. And Benny is behind me. Benny. There he is.
Benny.
So this week, we're just going to react to some Am I the Assholes from Reddit, because I know you guys seem to really like those. And anytime I talk to Guard about, you know, when me and Julia do these, he's like, oh my God, I love those. I want to react to them. So I was like, you know what? That's perfect. So yeah, I have some Am I the Assholes. Did you find any of those other, like?
No, I looked for some, and I think I was running into the same thing that you were, where it was like a bunch of like, oh, like my husband cheated on me, and like I'm going to send him a conversation of this dude I'm talking to on Tinder. Is like,
I don't know if I
believe any of them, to be honest with you. I was like, I don't know. That sounds completely disingenuous to me, but.
Well, yeah. We'll see, because I found a bunch of these Am I the Asshole posts like literally not even 48 hours ago, and like half the ones that I had saved, I should have just took screenshots. I fucked up. But yeah, like half of them got deleted. So I found there's another thread that he just told me about that's called Truth Off My Chest, also on Reddit. True Off My Chest. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm very prideful about it. Please don't mess it up.
So maybe we'll do some of those too. But okay. Am I the asshole for being friendly with people at the gym? I, 30 male, am happily married to my wife, 30 female. We have been together for 7 years and have been married for 2 years. A few months ago, I joined a new local gym to get back in shape. I'm not overweight, but had a lot of anxiety and low self-esteem issues, and my therapist suggested that exercising might help. I go there in the morning, and there are the same 10 to 15 people there at that time. It's mostly a mix of older people and a few people who are very muscular and dedicated. Yeah, I'm friendly with everyone. I met a girl, female, late 20s, there. She's very muscular and is always at the gym when I go. One day when I was working out, she approached me and told me that my form was wrong and that I might hurt myself. She showed me how to do the exercise correctly. I genuinely thought she was a trainer at the gym. Hence, whenever I had any questions, I would always go to her and ask her about stuff. Sometimes she would advise me on how to order the exercises, etc., and we would do the same circuit training. We started chatting after the workout session, but we only talked about workouts, diets, etc. We never exchanged any phone numbers or socials. However, we have met regularly in the gym 4 to 5 days a week for the last 2 months or so. During the Christmas week, my wife decided to join me in the morning. She generally goes to the gym in the evening, but since she had days off, we both went in the morning. Female was working out as usual and staring at us. After our workout was done, I took my wife to meet her and told her that she works here and helps answer any questions. My wife thanked her for helping me out and introduced herself. Female gave us a puzzled look and told my wife, "I don't work here, but we have been working out together regularly for the past 2 months and would be glad to help." We all laughed about the confusion, and my wife made a point to tell her how clueless I am in social situations. When I went back to the gym last week, female was acting weird and trying to avoid me. I asked her what was going on, and she said I was an asshole and asked why I was leading her on for the last 2 months. She told me I was a creep and not to talk to her again. I have never talked to her about anything other than workouts and asking for advice. I never flirted with her or gave any indication that I was interested. I, in fact, always wear my wedding band to the gym, so I'm really confused. Did I do anything wrong here? Why would she think I was leading her on if I never said anything about it or flirted with her? What are the rules for talking to people at the gym without being considered a creep?
I don't know. I feel like I've noticed nowadays a lot of people will take like very minor things. Like you'll be like saying like hello to a person, I'll be like, oh my god, he's flirting with me. Like I literally just watched a reel on Instagram last night about like people being obsessed with somebody watching their Instagram story. Like, girl, that means he's obsessed with you. Like, he's probably just bored. Like he's probably just mindfully clicking through the same way everybody else does for every other story on. Like you're probably not a bad guy for being friendly.
I think what a lot of people, because like my friends will do that sometimes too, or like my coworker, especially my very young coworker, she'll be like, oh, but he's looking at my story, so obviously he cares what I'm doing. Does it not compute to you that like he probably didn't even click on your story? He probably just clicked on the first story at the top, which
I'll tell you what,
could
I
be anyone, and then he's just clicking through, and yours naturally pass it, and he might be skipping right through it. It doesn't mean he's actually even looking or caring.
I open up stories and I just spam my thumb, and until like I see something that catches my eye, and then I'll go back and actually watch it again. But otherwise, it's everybody just posting memes. It's like da 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 done. Like I treat it like a triathlon, and then I try to finish.
Do you think it's because we kind of nowadays live in a society where people are like a little bit antisocial? So when someone does like give you any kind of attention or speak to you or whatever, especially in person, face to face.
Yeah, I think it's just like, people are so like,
seems like a bigger deal
for like any type of like affection or any type of, like you said, like attention at all. I think it's like if you offer like any type of contact as like a, you know what it is? It's like, I remember I said it to you right after we finished watching it. It's like The Notebook ruined like every girl in America. Like they all just think it's like, oh my god, like he's watched my stories. It's like some like secret love affair that he'll come back eventually. He'll like DM me. Like it might not. I mean, like maybe, but
probably. Unless it's you.
Yeah, then I suppose.
You know, it's interesting though, because like when I first read that, I was like, okay, clearly, I mean, and I don't think he's an asshole. I don't think he did anything wrong, especially if he had his wedding ring on. It's like, come on. But, you know, at first I was like, oh, she obviously is psychotic. Like, why would you just assume that this man is interested in you and is leading you on if he's just like asking, if you're just talking about workouts? She approached him first. But then I was remembering, do you remember how there was that guy that used to work out all the time in the apartment gym where I live? And he would like, I used to tell you how he always would be like slamming shit and grunting and like.
And this wasn't the one with like the fingertip gloves, right?
No. This, and he like, he would record himself. And then he'd be lifting, like, it wouldn't even be, like, that heavy. And he'd be, like making, like, so dramatic.
I think so. But, yeah, actually, I think I do. Anyway,
I would see him, like, all the time. Because we would regularly be at the gym. And we would usually be there around the same time. And I'd see him all the time, whatever. And then one day, he approached me, asked for my Instagram and whatever. And he was, like, showing me some fitness guy that he likes to follow on Instagram and whatever. And I don't know, we were just talking. And it just kind of felt like he was expressing interest in me. And I was like,
Probably. I mean, if he asked for your Instagram, then almost certainly, right?
But then when I went to go look at his Instagram, he had a girlfriend that he seemed like obsessed with, that he was like constantly posting pictures of. So then I was like, oh, I'm obviously just an idiot and like conceited, because he wasn't necessarily flirting with me, but I just assumed, oh, if a man is approaching me and like striking up conversation and asking for my Instagram, he must be interested. But it also was probably just like, we were the only two people that would like, were very dedicated and were always at the gym. And he would see me also lifting heavy. And maybe it was just like, oh, that's someone who has like the same interests and same hobby as me. It would
be. Yeah, maybe. Or he cheats on his girlfriend.
I mean, maybe. That's always a possibility. So we're saying he's not an asshole.
I don't know. It just depends. It really is just in his like mind's eye. Like, what was he really envisioning there? Like, if you know you're up to some like, because we're taking his word for it. You know, right. What I mean? True. It, like, who knows what a conversation could have been forgotten about? Like, what things might have been said that like they're real on the line of like, oh man, like you're looking really good. Like I can see your pump and I can see like you've been working out really. Like that wouldn't be like flirting, but it's like almost there. It's like you're getting real close to where it's like you're complimenting her a lot.
That's true. I find that I'm curious because it just sounds like he's kind of a socially awkward person. I wonder like how him and his wife met, because I feel like people who were with the same person for a really long time, or it was someone that like they grew up with, they knew from school, whatever, they didn't really like have much dating experience. They don't realize like what is
they're doing.
Yeah, like they don't realize like mm-hmm. what is comes off as flirty.
Yeah, totally. So I don't know, he could be an asshole, he could not be. It just depends really on like what was his actual true like inner, well, like was he actually like, yo, this girl's kind of bad, I'm gonna flirt with her, I'm not gonna like shoot my shot, but like I'll you're like leaving the door just like slightly cracked, like just maybe a little bit. But from what he presented, I don't think he's an asshole.
I will say though, when I was reading it, I was expecting the story to go in a different direction. I thought the wife was gonna be mad at him.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was gonna be like, you're fucking toxic.
Yeah. But it sounds like she was unbothered. So good for her.
Yeah,
it sounded
like she was cool with it. Yeah, she sounds like she's completely confident in herself. So,
Slay. Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for raising my boyfriend's rent? A little background. I, 43 female, have been dating my boyfriend, 50 male, for 7 years now. 3 years into our relationship, we decided to cohabitate. The house is in my name. I paid the down payment.
Let me stop you right there. Anybody that says cohabitate, I instantly distrust her and her opinion. I'm like, who the fuck? That's like a lawyer speak. That's like somebody who says monies. Like, don't.
Okay, let me continue. The house is in my name. I paid the down payment from sale of my previous house, appraisal, and inspection fees. Pay for all of the upkeep on the house, manage all bills, groceries, house cleaning, etc. He basically has no skin in the game, has his own landscaping business, so work is seasonal. Basically helps with no housework, just the upkeep of the yard work during the summer. When we initially moved in, the house payment was a little over $1,200 a month. I told him $800 would cover his half of the bills. He threw a fit, saying he should only have to pay $600, but ended up agreeing $800 was okay. Now that the cost of living, my taxes, bills, etc. have increased, I feel he should be paying me more money for bills. I think $800 is more than reasonable, and he couldn't find a place as nice as we have for that much. This is a 3,200 square foot house, full finished basement. We have a detached 4-car garage, which two of those he uses for his business stuff/storage. He thinks since my son lives there, he shouldn't have to pay that much. My son is 20 with a 3-year-old kid whom he pays all of the expenses for, buys all of his food as well as his own necessities, and pays his insurance, phone bill, etc. He just doesn't pay money towards household bills. The 20-year-old with the child.
The 20-year-old is paying for all of the 20-year-old, like his own
stuff. He pays for all of his own stuff. Yeah, he doesn't pay anything, doesn't pay rent or anything towards the house bills, but he is like self-sufficient. He just, as far as like food and his own personal bills.
Well, not, yeah, I was gonna say not entirely, but like he is paying for like his kids' diapers, so that's good.
Right. He and his girlfriend are saving up money to buy a house when she graduates college, which I'm fine with. So that's why he's not contributing to house stuff because he's trying to save up to move out and get a house.
Yeah, that's totally fine when you're in focus.
And considering he's 20 years old with a 3-year-old kid.
Yeah, like, that's
teen pregnancy. Yeah.
I'm curious if he's in college, or, but it's not really about him. So,
yeah, I mean, the girlfriend is in college. Yeah, anyway, so am I the asshole for asking my boyfriend to fork out some more money for monthly bills? Edit to add, the $800 he is paying a month is all he pays. There is no additional money offered for electric, grocery, water, internet, cable, etc. That is all included in the $800.
Did she say what the cost of the like bills were total?
She didn't say the bills. She said that the house, like just her mortgage payment alone is $1,200 a month.
Like, is he splitting on like groceries or anything? Did it say that he wasn't?
It doesn't sound like it. No, because she said he's not offering. No, yeah, he's not. No additional money offered for electric, grocery, water, internet, cable, etc. So literally he pays $800 flat and that's it. And then she takes care of everything else. She said she pays all of the bills. She does all the house cleaning. She does groceries, upkeep of the house, literally everything. She said all he does is he'll do the landscaping outside in the summer.
Oof. Oh, I thought he said he had a landscaping business.
He does have a landscaping business, but it's seasonal. So I guess he isn't working.
Like, not landscaping, plows is what he probably does.
I guess, but it's like, what is he doing then?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I'm not really. It sounds just, like he's kind of just chilling. Like, I would need more, like I said, to truly. Because, like, whenever money is involved, I always feel, like, weird about it. Because, like, how much are those kids like contributing to like say like a power bill? If that's her son, I don't feel like he should be accountable for whatever percentage on the bills that like that kid is paying for, like any of that shit. But honestly, he just sounds like a bum if he's like just hanging out and like she's doing everything. Like, come on, bro. Like, you could fucking take the garbage out.
Yeah, like at least help out around the house and like buy the grocery, like split.
Oh,
the
did
groceries.
It say if it, what was it, is it her house, like is her name on the lease?
Her, yeah, she owns the house. She said she bought, her name's on the house, she paid for everything. But still, like she said in this post too, like even if he were to live by himself and rent somewhere, he wouldn't pay.
He wouldn't get like that. So like he should contribute more, but at the same time, like, eh, like you could throw him out at any point if you want to. So like
that's what I'm saying. Like, what is she even doing with him? It sounds like he's just another child to her.
Yeah, like I don't, what's the point of calling him like, oh, he's my boyfriend? Like, well, I mean, is he? Sounds like a roommate. Like, you guys are fucking describing a terrible situation. But I don't know, I don't want to assume too much, but it, from what it sounds like, he's the asshole. Like, come on, bro, you could fucking, you could probably mow the lawn. Well, it sounds like he was doing the yard work.
That's all he does, I guess.
Yeah, like, it's like, you can make dinner once in a while, dog. Like, it's fun to cook.
I agree. Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for exploiting a family tragedy? Quote unquote. At the weekend, my uncle passed away. I had not seen him in a few years, but when I was a child, we used to be quite close, and I used to be really close to his children. It was obviously upsetting for me to hear. I put a meeting in with my manager at work to tell them what had happened and explain that I would need time off for the funeral. When I met with my manager, she said it was company policy for at least 3 days off for a bereavement, but she asked if I thought I would need a bit longer. I said I wasn't sure at the moment. My manager asked if I would prefer a week. I said, as long as it's okay with her, then yes, a week would be good, and it would allow me to see family before the funeral and offer help. I mentioned this to my girlfriend, and she mentioned that she didn't think I was that upset to need a week off and asked if I was holding up okay. I told her I was upset, but not completely broken, since me and my uncle hadn't been close in years. She asked if I would be spending the week with family, and I told her I'd spend a few days with family, but then I'll probably take a couple days for myself and just stay home and have some time alone. She accused me of misleading my work to get more time off, but I pointed out it was my manager who suggested a week, not me. I would have accepted 3 days. She said I was exploiting a family tragedy to get extra annual leave. I disagreed with her and said it's hardly like I'm using my time off for a holiday and that I shouldn't have to spend it all with family for it to be acceptable, but she said what I did was horrible. Am I the asshole for exploiting a family tragedy?
Hmm. fuck work all the time. Like, it's never, like, you never,
never. That's like, what I was going to say.
I sign with the employer. Like,
because if it was like, if it was us and like you, it was the same exact situation. And you were like, oh, yeah, they offered me a whole week off. And it, even yeah, if it was like it. Some, yeah, you know, just some distant family member, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, that's really messed up of you to do. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, good for you. If that's what they offered you and that's part of their policy and like you can get that time, why the hell not?
Yeah, no, of course. Fuck that. Like, I just more like, never should you ever, like, always choose yourself over work. Always choose your family over work. Like, they'll replace you the day after you die.
Just, yeah, it's very, very true.
So just never put, like, any of that shit above family or, like, yourself, your health.
But even if it's, like, a family member that you weren't close with at the time, but... like, it's still family. You had a relationship. It's not like this is a person that you didn't even ever know. Like, he was close with this person at some point. So, like, who the hell is she to say, like, how, like, what his grieving process should look like? Am I the asshole for asking boyfriend to cover up? I, 32 female, have a boyfriend, Kyle, 34. Kyle is a wonderful man who's a giant goofball, literally a giant. He's 6'6", a little intimidating and scary because he is crazy buff. I've been with him a little over 2 years. We met at a party. He was going through some issues and I took it upon myself to help him out. Since it's been 2 years, we decided it's time to meet the family. His parents were nice, so was the rest of the family. They were so thankful that I was able to help out Kyle while going through a rough time. His dad was really nice and happy. This person does not know how to use punctuation. His dad was really nice and happy. He's obsessed with Mexican food, and I'm Mexican and know how to cook. LOL. Last week, it was my turn to bring him to meet my family. So much unnecessary information
this
there.
This is like somebody's fantasy. Like, what is, this isn't real. Like, this is
we're gonna cut to the chase here. He's covered in tattoos. 80% of his body is done. That itself is not the main issue. I have tattoos and my parents have 3 each. The main issue is that my boyfriend has 2 big visible tattoos, a pentagram and a, I don't know what this is, a Baphomet.
I want to say that's like that horned skull. It's like a devil representation.
Okay, am I saying that right?
Skull. Baphomet, it might be. I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. Something that can be interpreted as satanic. Okay. While my parents are somewhat open-minded, they are extremely Catholic. I'm no longer religious, but I just play along to keep the peace. Thing. Okay. You know, well.
Yeah, that weird, like, it's like the weird goat head with horns.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I play along just keep the peace. As most of you all know, most religious people are completely ignorant to the true meaning. They have nothing to do with Satan or any demonic entity. I asked Kyle if he would be okay if we put a band-aid over them. He asked why, and I explained the reason. He said sure, but I could tell he wasn't happy about it. He met my family and everything went amazing. When we got home, he ripped them off in a somewhat angrily way and threw them in the trash. I apologized dearly, but he's clearly really upset about it. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, who cares? But like, if it's just around, like, where are they? Like, where are
they? That's what I'm wondering. And like, what kind of band-aids were they? Because I would imagine, like, it's not like, some what are they, little tiny
face?
Thing.
Like,
right, like, you can't just wear like long sleeves or something. Turtleneck.
Like, what is the, where do,
maybe it was like the middle
exist?
Maybe it was the middle of summer.
It's hard. Like, I feel like generally you should side with your partner on most things. Because, like, that's your partner. That's who you're going to be spending your life with. Like, your parents can't control you and your fucking spouse for the rest of your life. Like, that's wild. But at the same time, like, to get, like, really sour about it and be like, oh, fuck, it's like, what do you think when you're getting a big pentagram tattoo? Like, that shit was just like, oh, yeah, no, dude, this will be, like, everybody will fuck with this. No, it's gonna cause a little bit, which I feel like is disingenuous, because it's like, I feel like people get that shit to be a little bit like, I don't want to say like edgy, I feel like that's the wrong word for it, but they get it to kind of be provocative on some level. Like, why are you upset that people are getting offended at a thing that is very clearly meant to be like provocative? Like, obviously there's like deeper meanings behind all that stuff, and it's not necessarily meant to just be like a big fuck you to like other religions. If you're like a 6'6" guy, like super buff, getting like a pentagram tattoo, it's probably because you're trying to be like provocative.
Like you have to be totally ignorant to not think like, oh, people are gonna get a certain way.
Like, yeah, come on, bro. Like,
I will say, as someone not only with tattoos but with a somewhat provocative tattoo, I have "fuck it" tattooed on the side of my foot
for free.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. One freebie. You're welcome, feet people. I have "fuck it" tattooed on the side of my foot, and it, like, you know, you can't really see it usually. I know that that's not necessarily the most like family friendly appropriate tattoo. So like, that is something like, I knew when I got that, okay, this is something that I mean, like, my foot is going to be covered a lot of the time, but like, I knew, okay, that's something that I'm going to cover up. I wouldn't get that like across my neck or something. You know, when you get certain things, like, okay, there's going to be a time and a place where you don't want to have that shown. Because yeah, if things work out with them and they end up staying together for a long time, getting married, whatever, most likely her parents are going to see his tattoos. Oh, they're going to have to get used
to it. I totally support him. Same. What do you think is...
But like, if I don't they're know what he's getting like,
so pissy about.
Like, I know how religious, especially Catholics,
all that
can
story
be.
For.
I don't know.
For? Like, literally, he likes Mexican food. It had nothing to do with anything. He's 6'6".
Yeah, his dad,
he's
like
4'11". It would have had nothing to do with the story.
I know. I love all the unnecessary detail. It's so funny. But I know how, like, super Catholic people can be, as someone who grew up in the Catholic church, going to Catholic school. So it's like, it's probably better to just cover up the first, you know, time he meets them. That way they can like get to actually know him before just like making a snap judgment and being closed off to him, because then that could create problems later down the line. But if they get to know him first as a person and they're like, oh, we really like him, we approve. And then it's like, oh, hey, mom and dad, by the way, he also has these tattoos. This is what they mean to him. It has nothing to do with Satan. Here's another one. Am I the asshole for telling my best friend I won't attend her wedding if she marries her boyfriend? I, female 25, has a best friend, female 25, who recently got back to her boyfriend who cheated on her last year. The boyfriend is a college student while my best friend and I are working professionals. My best friend, with her amazing FBI skills, found out that her boyfriend cheated on her with not just one, but two women. This isn't the first time. He also emotionally cheated on her during their earlier earlier years. I basically talked shit about the boyfriend.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Like, what is, like, emotional? Like, she was, like, he was, like, flirtatious with another girl? Or is, like, he's, like, I think I'm in love with another girl? Like, what is it? What does it mean to be like emotionally cheating?
I mean, I think that's up to interpretation. To me, I think emotionally cheating is if like, I don't think flirting is cheating, but if you're like literally talking to someone like all the time and you're having like this connection and like a relationship that doesn't include physical stuff, but it's like more than just like friends, like if it just feels inappropriate for someone who's in a relationship with someone else, that's emotional cheating, in my opinion. I don't know what this girl considers as emotional cheating, but either way, he physically cheated on her with not one but two women. I basically talked shit about the boyfriend because I felt bad for my friend, who would call me late at night crying because of what he did. I just found out through her story today that she had gotten back with him. She said she didn't want to tell us at first because of how we would react. Am I the asshole for asking her to go to a counselor and that I would never attend her wedding if she marries him?
Kinda. I mean, like, it's not really your place to, like, dictate somebody else's relationship, right? Like, you should be there to like act, like, unless it's like physically dangerous to you, like, it's not really like, you should just be like, yeah, that's a terrible idea, like, I don't think you should do that. But like, you're gonna sacrifice your friendship with somebody because of the person that they're dating, like, that seems like a bit much. Really, like I said, I think you should just act, like, be there, and whenever they cheat, like, because it's probably gonna happen, like, you act as like that support that you know you're gonna have to be, like, don't rub it in their face or anything, but like, yeah, I would say you're kind of a dick if you like, because then you're just you're like putting somebody else's like relationship above your relationship with that person. Like, I feel like that's generally not like a good way to operate.
Well, and also I think that like, if as the friend you really don't think that this guy is good for her and you want to encourage her to get away from him, being aggressive and like super confrontational like this and straight up telling her like, well, if you stay with him, then I want nothing to do with it and I'm out of here and da da da. Yeah, like I feel like that's just like, pushing her towards him even more.
Yeah, like you're also just like super pompous. Like, imagine trying to talk your friend out of a relationship that they like got into like a month ago and they're like the honeymoon stages and they're just like in love with that person. It's never gonna work. Like, and the more you try, like you said, the more you try to offer resistance, it's just gonna push them further and further and further in the other direction. Because naturally that's what happens.
Well, and also all the time.
Like, literally, that's like a known thing with people. So I don't know, like,
right.
They're just doing something that we know is not effective psychologically. But you know, hey, live your life, queen. Good for you. God bless you. Good for you. She has high standards for herself. I fuck with that.
Well, because it's like, because then the you know, girl in the bad relationship is going to feel like, oh, well, now I don't have my best friend, so this guy is all I have, so I'm going to stay with him even if he's cheating on me, because then who else am I going to have?
Well, exactly. Like, imagine it also, like, for any other situation, like, how shitty you would look. Like, what if it was, like, an abusive relationship? Like, you're going to abandon your friend because they're in, like, an abusive relationship?
I think that as a good friend, you should express your concern, but then that's it. Like, that's all you can do. Just be supportive.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what. Like, even if she goes through the same bullshit over and over and he cheats on her again, which I'm sure he will, and she keeps going through this cycle, I know it's frustrating to, like, and it gets exhausting to keep saying the same thing over and over and keep offering advice, but it's like, what else are you gonna do? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, it's just gotta, like, a loyalty,
just be there for her.
It's a loyalty and friend thing. It's like, everybody has flaws. Struggle through shit with people. It's good for you. It'll make you a stronger person to help, and also you'll probably see things like, don't want to emulate that in my relationship. Like, there's some behavior that I say, like, don't want to see that in mine.
I love this one because I can relate to it a little bit.
Oh, good.
Am I the asshole for asking my boyfriend to stop playing games?
Can you relate to this?
Quit playing games with my... She means video games. I'm currently staying over at my boyfriend's place. It's a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. And since he has a new job, we don't see each other that much. After work, we usually eat, then he plays his video game, and then we go to bed. All fine so far, if there wasn't the problem that he always gets annoyed when he plays that certain game. I'm assuming it's probably Call of Duty.
It was like Warzone, Madden.
I've told him many times that I don't like it when he yells at his TV, and sometimes even at me for asking a simple question, like, can you please keep your voice down a bit? Even though he told me many times that he wouldn't get annoyed this time, it still happens. A few days ago, I asked him to have video game free days so that we can spend more time together, since we already see each other only for a few hours each day. He said he's fine with having game free days every 3 days. So 2 days playing, 1 day, no games. Yesterday, I asked him if we could do something today without him playing games, and he told me that you can't always get what you want. Right now, he's of course playing again, and I'm quite annoyed because all I want is to spend a little bit more time with him. I already told him my reasons, yet he doesn't seem to listen or care about them.
Wait, whose idea was it for, let's pause there. Whose idea was it for like the 2 days on, 1 day off?
I get it was him.
Okay.
She asked if he could have some game free days, and I guess he said like every third day.
He okay.
Would do that. Now I'm wondering if I'm asking for too much. I know he likes to play to calm down a bit from work, even though he gets even more irritated every time he plays. So am I the asshole for being mad that he won't stop playing? Let me remind you, okay, they're in a long-distance relationship.
It's fine. I feel like it's fine.
No, hold on. Like, hold
it's
on. Excuse me. Let me remind you. They're in a long-distance relationship, and she is over there at his place spending a short temporary amount of time with him. This isn't like they live together on the regular kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're long distance, they finally get to spend some time in person together, he's busy working during the day, so they only get to see, like, literally they, it sounds like they just spend time during
dinner. Did say how long they've been together,
and then that's it. No. But either way, they're long distance. Like, if you want to play your video games, that's all good and fine. Do that when she's not there. Like, you would think you'd be so excited to finally get to spend time together that you would want to just do that. Why the fuck are you on your with your doing your video games when you have this girl that you never get to be with, literally in your house? Why aren't you spending time with her?
Well, I would almost, I couldn't I raise the challenge back and say, like, well, why can't she just fucking play, like, a video game every once in a while? Like, you never hear that. Like, you never hear, like, a girl be like, fuck it, I'll learn how to play Warzone. Like, you never hear it. It's never like, oh, my boyfriend plays too many fucking video games. I fucking hate that.
But
followed
also
up by, like, I'm going to get hot shit at it so that he fucking feels bad whenever I play against him.
She said her main issue isn't even the fact that he's playing games. It's the, like, specific game he plays. He, like, starts yelling and he gets really angry and, like, pissed off. And she doesn't like that.
See, that's another thing. Girls don't understand the, like, that's a part of the enjoyment. I don't know how to explain it other than it's, like, it's the rage you feel before you finally accomplish something. It's a very strange process.
Okay,
I don't know.
It's just
a part of it. It's,
I just don't understand why he can't just go without his game for a temporary amount of time while she's there. And she came to him. So it's like, she's out of her element. She traveled to you to come be with you, and you can't just turn your game off.
I think,
and, like, how is that a compromise? Like, oh, 2 days in a row I'll play, and then I'll take 1 day and not play. Like, how about you just don't play at all?
Well, because that's
or
not
you
a
just,
compromise,
like, one,
either.
1 day, because it's temporary, though. I'm not saying for the rest of your life. I'm just saying during the span of time that she's there visiting. Spend as much time with each other as you can.
I think a lot of people get worried about, like, this girl is going to make me, like, not play and the video games. Like, she's going to be not cool with me ever playing shit. Like, it just is, like, starts out of place. I think that's what a lot of guys are worried about. They're, like, they're worried about not letting someone take too much control from you.
But the thing that's frustrating,
or it may not even be that psychological. It may just be they enjoy video games a lot and they don't want somebody to tell them. He probably has autism. That would be my guess.
But I was going to say,
especially,
like,
if he's playing, like, League.
Right, like, this sounds like a total fucking weirdo, because what person, like, it's
well,
not even
that's
a,
not what
no,
I'm...
it's not even about, like, oh, she's telling me I can't do this. Like, no one wants to feel like your mother, okay? No one wants to be telling you, I don't want you to do this, and I don't want you to do that. It's like, I would hope that you, as a human being, as a grown adult man, would be so excited to get to be with me in person during this temporary amount of time that, like, that would be your number one priority. Not I would hope that you wouldn't even be thinking about your game. Like, oh,
I just think it's,
I want to go, like,
in, well, it's like difference in, like, enjoyments. It's like, I think a lot of women enjoy literally just,
I understand,
like,
when you live together,
like,
and you're together all the time, but, like, when you're long distance, it's like, that's how we were when I was up there for Christmas and New Year's. It's like, we don't get to spend time with each other physically that often. So it's like when we are together, like we literally just watched movies.
Yeah, we spent all pretty much all that
the
time
whole
together.
Time and spent, yeah, like constant.
Yeah, that's why I'm not particularly on either side.
And that's
side
not
yet.
Something
I wouldn't
expect that, or probably, to be honest, I probably wouldn't even want that. Like when the time comes, I mean, we've lived together before, but like when we do live together again in the future, I'm not like, I would never be like, I never want you to play video games. I want you to spend every waking moment that you have with me. No, because I want my own alone time too. And I want to go do my own shit. But like when you're long distance, it's like that you have that limited time is like so precious. Like, why would you want to waste it? You can go play video games when she's back wherever the fuck she normally
lives. I
think
people just get kind of accustomed to like the distance and probably like the lack of like contact. So it's like when you're doing like long distance, it's probably just like you're used to not necessarily having like the other party there. So it's like all your habits are probably still really routine. It's hard to break out of that. That would be my guess.
I'm just frustrated for her.
Yeah, I imagine most girls will be.
So what do you think? Do you think that she is being unreasonable and she's the asshole?
I don't know. I think here's what it is. It's like, it's unreasonable that she did ask, but it's also unreasonable that she had to ask.
Right.
Like, it's just both parties. Like, he should be dedicating more time to, like, whatever. And she should be like, okay, this dude, like, clearly gets a lot of enjoyment out of this. Like, why don't I try to pick up on, like, some level of activity, too, with it so we can enjoy this thing together.
But what if, like, the game he's playing is not something that she can participate in? What if it's just a single-player game?
I mean, I don't know how many girls are actually trying to, like, play. I mean, you could also just, like, watch. Just even, like, the participatory, like, act of being there, like, watching and, like, engaging with it like it's a movie. Like,
yeah, but that gets boring after a while. If you're just sitting there watching for hours, like, no one wants
for
to fucking
sure.
Do that.
Like, and that's why it's, like, you wouldn't. Like, hopefully there would be more, you know, interactivity.
You would want to sit there and watch me fucking paint my nails for 5 hours?
Well, not particularly.
No, exactly. Thank you.
But video games are generally more engaging than, like, painting your nails.
No,
you don't think so?
They're not.
You don't think so?
Some of them can be, but, like...
Like when you're playing GTA, like when you were blowing up cops with RPGs,
yes,
and
okay,
GTA miniguns.
Yeah, I love
like,
that.
Like, did
shit.
You think that that was more or less engaging than painting your nails?
No, I'm saying some video games, yes, are enjoyable and engaging.
Right.
And like The Last
right.
of Us, love that kind of stuff. Walking Dead, love that. But like fucking Call of Duty. Absolutely, Halo. Absolutely fucking.
Well, that's
not.
Some of the stuff. That
absolutely
you could actually...
fucking.
Well,
not. I would
I
rather sit
that's...
there and like pull my fucking fingernails out one by one.
Well, I mean, listen, I totally get it. That's just some people have their preferences, but the same way, like you're like, I want to fucking have my own free time so I can make TikToks and rock out on Candy Crush.
Yeah,
like,
but
I would never
do that during limited time we had together and expect you to sit there and be like, this is so engaging and amazing. I'm just so happy to sit here and watch you do that and ignore
me.
No,
but if we were literally just like sitting together on the couch, like while you were scrolling,
I think
Instagram
that she should dump that guy. I think she should dump that guy. And if he wants to play his video games all the time or wants someone that's going to be excited to watch him play video games, he should date a man.
Fair enough. I would say that women should learn how to have more fun with male activities, and then they'll understand, and then they might get a glimpse into why men hate hanging out with them so much.
Oh my god. I think it is give and take, though. Like, yes, you know, your partner, regardless of what your genders are, you should try to compromise with your partner and,
of course, yeah, I mean, that's
express
really
some interest in what they're interested in, even if
yeah.
You couldn't care less, but like, you know,
well, that's what I
was saying.
Like, ultimately, the story is probably like he should be more engaged with her, and she should be more engaged with him and his activity. Like, that's literally just they both should be more engaged with each other and their
but
activities.
He shouldn't be playing video games that much while she's there while they're long distance.
Debatable. I would say that she could also learn to get on the activity, and then they might have fun together playing the video games. Who knows? Who knows? She might have fun playing it. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? She might enjoy it. She might just like it.
Okay.
She might like it.
All right. Let's do one last one real quick. Am I the asshole for not caring about my boyfriend's concern? My boyfriend and I own a house together. I'm using the spare bedroom as a workout room. The thing is, my type of workout is pole dancing, so there's a pole in that room. The room has a window facing the street. My boyfriend wants the pole concealed from the public's view at all times because it is disrespectful, quote unquote, to the neighbors. He doesn't want our house to be the house mothers have to cover their kids' eyes when walking past. He doesn't want parents to have to explain to their kids about pole dancing. He thinks I should respect the neighbors by sparing them the awkward conversation, quote unquote. He says 90% of people would agree that it's disrespectful to the public if they see the pole. He says it's, quote unquote, wrong to show the pole to the public, and if I love him, I would care about his concern. I, on the other hand, don't agree with his viewpoint. I think what I do in my own house is my business. It's the parents' job to teach their children about the world, not my job to hide the world from them. Also, I'm not even doing anything wrong. It's literally just a pole in an empty room with no one dancing on it. To accommodate him, I keep the blinds closed at all times, and I would never dance with the blinds open. I just simply don't want to be watched. But I don't see the need to even have to hide it in the first place.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if he's freaking out, as long as, like, the blinds, because that was my first thought throughout this entire thing. It was like, we have curtains? Like, the fuck is going on here? I mean, he just sounds like a psycho. If he's, like, if it's all covered up, like, then who cares? Like, you're freaking out.
Yeah, he clearly has, like, his own internal, like, weird thing. About...
like strippers.
Strippers, and like, clearly. Yeah.
And obviously about like public perception of himself and his wife, like struggling
100%, 100%. To me, I don't think that's something that would even be worth a fight. I would be like, okay, whatever. Like, I'll keep the blinds.
Well, it sounds
closed
like
while I'm in like, there. Like, what's the big deal?
It sounds like he's just not cool with the stripper pole being around at all. Like, that's what it sounds like. He's just not cool with it being there, period, versus like the blinds being closed. Which, like, if the blinds are closed, like, who cares?
Yeah.
But he sounds like he just wants to fucking rip that shit out now.
But I'm sure he's, like, okay with the results of the poll.
Probably. Probably.
Because I'm sure she's in great shape, because as someone who took pole dancing classes.
Yeah, that shit is, it looks hard.
It's a good workout. It will get you. Yeah,
someone who also took pole dancing classes. It was very physically challenging. But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if there were details left out of that. That's why it's like, I always just like, that's the first thing that pops into mind with everyone. That's like the same thing with like that tattooed guy. Like, what's not being included there that he's freaking out about? Like, what's not being included here that like he's freaking out about that she doesn't see as like a bit? Who knows? Like,
yeah,
if it's according to her everything, then this guy's a fucking nut. It needs to relax a little bit.
What if you were a parent and you were like walking in the neighborhood with your kid and like you could see a stripper pole through your neighbor's window? Like, would like, you nice. Feel I'd like, that's fucking, oh, like, they should close nice. The blinds?
Not really. I mean, if like maybe if they're like naked dancing on the pole, that's something else. But like, people hide too much from their kids. Like, I don't think you should like shove sexuality down their face, but like, you don't like have to sit there and be like, well, that's a stripper's pole, sweetie. And like, people dance on it and have dollar bills thrown on them. We'll fucking Flo Rida plays in the background. Like, nobody, you don't have to go into that much detail. You could just be like, oh yeah, like that's an activity adults partake in. It's exercise. Like, you don't have to, you know, give your kid the whole story. You don't have to give your kid no story. Like, I would personally, I would see that in a house and be like, cool. And then just move on with my day. I would literally move on. I don't even know if I would notice it.
Honestly. I was going to say, I don't even know if a kid would like, if that's something a kid would even like think.
They tell you, I would literally be like, question. Oh, that's a support beam in the house.
Right. I mean,
like,
yeah.
Your kid literally has no idea.
Yeah. I think he's definitely overreacting. Okay. Well, we are running out of time and also running out of daylight here. So we are going to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you aren't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe. That way you can watch the video version of these episodes. And thank you so much, my darling, for helping me out this week. And
no problem.
Joining
Hopefully it's not too tough of a listen for everybody.
I think you did great as your debut. It was amazing.
Fantastic. I know. Thank you. I know. Thanks, everybody.
We would love to have you back. So hopefully there will be more of you.